There are many problems with the criminal justice systems in even the best of semi-free countries, but perhaps the solution has been found by the recent issue with UNRWA. The problem is we don't let criminals or suspected criminals investigate themselves. Yes, the United Nations has been investigating its organization for Palestinian so-called refugees, UNRWA, and has found them not guilty. This is an organization that we've talked about a lot on this channel. We have talked about the messages that they were sending on Telegram in the UNRWA teachers group on October 7th. There is evidence that some of them participated in October 7th. And of course, there is the very essence of UNRWA's education system, which is where Palestinians have been taught for decades to hate Jews and to plan for a life that in which they have one real goal, and that is to kill as many Jews as possible, even if it means giving up their own life. There is no more honorable death to a Palestinian educated in UNRWA's education system, than martyrdom because they have attempted to kill Jews and maybe succeeded. So yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit about this report and some of the interesting things around it and how reactions to it show you where people stand and what people are working for, even among us in the West. Welcome to the Daily Objective. It is day 199 of the war in Israel. Daniel, your first thoughts on UNRWA's report, UN's report on UNRWA.
So yeah, the actual report is I'm not sure if it already came out today or it's gonna come out today, but basically there was like a preliminary sort of there was a publishing of something that would suggest what's gonna be in the actual report, and Israel has already been basically complaining that this report is one is not actually recognizing the fundamental flaws of UNRWA and is not actually suggesting an actual solutions. Although, we might talk about it later, but the actual solution is probably a dissolution. But basically, the fixes that UNRWA has suggested were things like more budget, more personal resources, basically to guarantee neutrality, some training for employees, which I mean, don't talk about genociding Jews. If this is a training you need to have for your employees, I think there might be a bigger problem on your hands than budget, and internal audits. So do you want to make talk more about the report, or should I continue?
I mean, yeah, that's a great, again, if we apply it to a criminal justice system, if somebody, commits a murder, just give them more money and I'm sure they will stop, because that is what incentivizes people to stop doing bad things, is when you reward them for doing bad things. That is the logic. That is the logic that is not surprising to hear, considering it's coming from the UN. Let me just point out, so the report was led by Catherine Colonna, former French foreign minister. She was French foreign minister until the beginning of this year. She's a career diplomat. She's worked in as a part of UN bodies. So it is very much them investigating themselves. Now, we talked a few weeks ago about the incident where seven aid workers were killed in an accidental airstrike by Israel, and Israel investigated it, fired people, apologized for it, even though we talked on this channel about how, if you look at what the investigation found, they did the right thing in targeting that aid convoy. But a concern and something that really people were opposed to in the world and in the West was the idea that Israel is investigating itself, even when it finds itself guilty. That was insufficient because Israel investigated itself. The UN investigating itself is really, this is an organization that's corrupt, and we've covered it many times. Unfortunately, we're going to keep doing that until it no longer exists. And to have an investigation and even give it any merit or look at it as a legitimate part of the conversation, I think is a big part of Israel's problem, of the West's problem. Of course, the West funds it and makes this organization possible. And of all UN bodies, UNRWA is, I don't want to say the most corrupt because I'm not familiar enough with many of them, and I don't think there's a UN body that is not corrupt. But UNRWA is up there. It's an organization that has more employees than all other organizations dealing with refugees combined. It very much requires the Palestinian so-called refugee issue to not just not go away, but become more and more of an issue. It does thrive on the misery of people, both Palestinians and Israelis, and that is why it finds itself, after being involved in the worst terrorist attack and the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, it finds that it should be given more of the resources that allowed it to take part in that in the first place.
So you mentioned this idea of basically both siding, which we've heard a lot. Yesterday I talked about how people talk about Iran's right to self-defense and why it's not the same as Israel's right to self-defense. And a similar thing is when it comes to, investigations. When people say, "Oh, IDF is investigating itself." Well, what is the actual goals of both of these organizations? IDF's goal is not, to just let their soldiers go into some area and rape everyone and kill random people. No, they have system in place, and when it goes wrong, they have mechanisms for investigating it because they believe it's wrong, because they recognize it's wrong and try to, remedy this situation. UNRWA's goal is not to prevent these things. Its goal is to educate the Palestinian children into hating Jews, into hating Israel, into hating Zionists. I mean, a couple of things from. So there was one NGO that was actually invited to basically testify or investigate. Or no, I think, yeah, basically also to look into this. So they came out with 245-page document basically providing evidence about the institutional hate teaching, things like Zionists control the media, money, politics, martyrs fighting infidels will go to paradise. Grade 5 students, which I looked up, it's like 10 to 11 year olds, are thought sayings such as, "I despise the people of Zion. To hell with those damned people. Let's sharpen our piercing swords and fight every cursed Zionist." And so, when such an organization investigates itself, would their goal be to prevent such things if that was what was the main point of this organization? That's the problem with specifically now UNRWA trying to investigate I itself. They have no, what do we even call it? Like, they have no reason why they should want to get rid of that. That's why they exist.
On the point you made about people saying Iran has the right to defend itself, a part of that is kind of a response, and this is something Israel unfortunately plays into all the time, a response to people stating, and Israel's so-called allies supposedly stating, whenever Israel is attacked, Israel has the right to defend itself. It is as if this is a special case where this needs to be stated, as opposed to, of course, everybody who's attacked has a right to defend themselves. Israel's right to defend itself doesn't derive from this empty, meaningless statement made by so-called allies at the point at which Israel is attacked, and then rescinded as soon as Israel starts actually defending itself. It is a right of any certainly any rights respecting country to defend itself against groups of savages, whether they're officially a state or unofficially a state-like body in or not, or any type of terrorist organization. Now, I want to talk a little bit about how human rights organizations and the UN feed off of each other when it comes to things like the crisis or crises in the Middle East, in Gaza in particular now. So this is from an article in The Guardian today about this this report, which of course The Guardian shockingly agrees with. So it says, alongside the Kolonna report, a more detailed assessment was sent to the UN by the three Nordic research bodies, the Swedish-based Raoul Wallenberg Institute of Human Rights and Humanitarian Law, the Norwegian Tor Mikkelsen Institute, and the Danish Institute for Human Rights. Of course, all these organizations have human rights in their name. The report says, quote, Israeli authorities have to date not provided any supporting evidence nor responded to letters from UNRWA in March and again in April requesting the names and supporting evidence that would enable UNRWA to open an investigation. And then the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said on Monday that he accepted the recommendation from the Kolonna report about ways to improve UNRWA's capacity to monitor and address neutrality issues. So the head of the UN, this is the guy who, after October 7th, said it didn't happen in a vacuum, the October 7th massacre and rape and torture and burning people alive didn't happen in a vacuum. It happened after many years of occupation, in essence, justifying the October 7th attack is what he did. And again, an attack that was definitely fueled ideologically by UNRWA in their schools. He now thinks UNRWA needs to be strengthened in their in their work that led to October 7th. I'll have a bit more to say about human rights organizations, but go to you first.
I'm just gonna mention, we've talked about UNRWA a lot. There was the UNRWA chat room on October 7th, the teachers' chat room on Telegram celebrating it. We talked about it with Ethan Fishberger. There was one staff member was caught on a surveillance camera kidnapping an Israeli man in a kibbutzim in a kibbutz. Israel has also provided more evidence of more than 2,000 UNRWA workers having ties to various terrorist groups such as Islamic Jihad and Hamas. We also talked about the Hamas tunnels and how they were located right under the UNRWA's HQ with UNRWA employees having no idea that they were there. Many more. After all that, saying, yeah, there is no evidence. We have no evidence that UNRWA has ties to Hamas or other terrorist groups such as Islamic Jihad. I mean, clearly shows that they have no, they have no reason to want to reform. I don't know what to even call it, to be better. This is what they want. This is what they have been trying to do this whole time. You won't get anything out of them trying to investigate themselves.
Thank you, Bonnie, for the super chat. So I want to read this is from the same Guardian article, which has many voices in support of this report and critical of the very fact that funding was stopped for a little bit by some countries. It doesn't do the journalistic thing of getting Israel's response or anything. So the UN Director of Human Rights Watch, an organization we've talked about on this channel, this is a quote from him, Louis Charbonneau, I don't think the findings in the Kolonna report are particularly surprising. I will pause this to say this is a very rare moment in which I agree with somebody From Human Rights Watch. I also don't think the findings are surprising at all, but let me continue with the quote. Governments who haven't should immediately resume full funding to UNRWA so it can deliver aid to desperate civilians. Many Palestinians are facing famine because of Israel's use of starvation as a weapon of war. So this is interesting. You know, when journalists ask for a statement, they probably get a statement that's longer than what they end up using. The Guardian chose very wisely here to say that this human rights organization, which of course, are you critical? Why are you against human rights? Is that what you're against? You know, they say Israel is starving the Palestinians. Now, we've talked about this extensively, but this is a line that they keep pushing. And of course, Israel once again fails to defend itself on this issue. In the areas where Israel is in control, aid goes in easily, it's distributed. In the areas where Hamas is in control, aid is distributed to the extent that Hamas wants to, and there is starvation to the extent that Hamas wants it, that the aid is there. But of course, the fact that you think the people who did October 7th deserve humanitarian aid in the first place is something that tells us a lot about you as a person and your organization as an organization. And it is really, really unfortunate that nobody except a few of us, like this channel here, challenges the kind of moral ideal of feeding people who commit atrocities and who are not, if they're somehow oppressed by those who committed atrocities, they are somehow not doing anything about it. So yeah, they're not starving, as we've said before. They're not starving, but they should be starving, at least for a little bit. Then you'll see some hostages released. You might see some people stand up to Hamas, and things might change for the better. For the better for those who want peace and prosperity. For the worse for those who want UNRWA, UNRWA's mission to continue and succeed.
So we've talked about this idea of Palestinians and starvation. So for those who the two of us talked about this on, has Israel led the Palestinian people off the hook for October 7th? Look up that video where we talked about it. And I brought up the example of Japan in World War II, where the Japanese people were actually starving. And to some extent, it was because of the US bombing of convoys and basically food distribution. And it was the main one of the reasons that allowed this war to actually end much sooner than it would have otherwise. So if you want one, if you want the Palestinian people to stop starving, yeah, get rid of the territories that Hamas still controls. Let I Israel completely take over, and then, you know, there would be no problem anymore. But what I want to talk about is, yeah, the idea of yeah, the countries should resume funding. I mean, the whole like, it's insane, this whole idea of like countries stopping funding, some not even stopping. You know, so first allegations came out about the UNRWA employees being involved in October 7th, and because of that, many countries have stopped their funding. But it's not like this was the first time we learned, you know, UNRWA has been this reputable, reputable organization, and now we have learned that they have some dark secrets. No, we've knew there were allegations going back to 2014 during the Operation Protective Edge that UNRWA has been actively being involved with Hamas and attacking Israelis. So this is nothing new. And you know, when some countries started resuming funding again, nothing has changed since the investigation began. Like, again, now we are getting the report for the actual investigation. Yet some countries, one, have never even paused funding, and some have resumed it even before. So it was never about, you know, actually trying to reform this organization. It was never about trying to find faults with it. It was always, you know, just this, you know, you cannot. It's similar to how many countries are turning their back on Israel right now. You know, you couldn't be too much anti-Israeli on October 7th. But the more longer it goes on, people forget, and you can get you can get away with being as Israeli as you pretty much always were. And similar with UNRWA. When the allegations came out, some countries had to pause it, but were quick to resumed it as soon as the story became a bit old.
Yeah, I mean, there's a point there about how this is, another failure of Israel was, yeah, the timing of the response should have been October 7th in the evening. Half of Gaza is gone, the other half, is put on warning. But of course, Israel went the exact opposite way. Decided to play into the hands of its enemies in terms of the PR war and in terms of the actual war, which Israel has been fighting in a half-ass manner. Just reading this Guardian report on this is very, it's just fascinating, even if you've read many Guardian reports and are familiar with the way this works, because I mentioned that there were four different human rights organizations that I mentioned that I read out from this article, and there's this relationship with the UN where, okay, you have the UN, but then you have these other organizations backing up what the UN says, and then you have a media organization like The Guardian, a mainstream media organization, saying, well, look, we have all these different people, all these different experts in different fields, supposedly, backing this up. So it must be legit. There's what, maybe one person is wrong, but four. The article in a really, non-cynical and completely lacking self-awareness manner, also mentions, and I'm quoting from the article, a separate investigation is being carried out into the 7th of October attack by the UN's Office of Internal Oversight Services. The UN said that inquiry has not yet been completed. So the UN is, again, an organization that is corrupt on every level imaginable, investigating itself and always finding itself not guilty of everything, while we know, in fact, it is guilty of causing damage and harm wherever it can. Remember, this is an organization where last year, 14 of the 21 General Assembly resolutions were to do with Israel. 14 of the 21 in total of dealing with the whole world, two-thirds exactly were about Israel. In the UN Security Council, the topic that most often comes up is Israel. The only reason it is not the subject of every resolution is the US vetoing the anti-Israel resolutions. So we know that what this organization is. We know it'll never find itself guilty of anything. We know it'll never find those who attack Israel guilty of anything, because it is a part of the war against Israel's existence. Thank you, Stefan, for the super chat. Daniel.
So yeah, you mentioned all the resolution against Israel, talk about the disproportionate actions. But one thing I would want to wrap this up with, we are coming to the end, is, what is the actual solution to, this whole thing? So yeah, no UNRWA, no World Food Program, which has been recommended as an alternative to some. And again, I'm gonna bring up the example of Japan. It has to be done similar way. You have to take over the education system. You cannot let Palestinians educate. I mean, we've seen some of the videos, like they are dressed as terrorists and chant the slogans from river. I can't remember exactly what it was, but slogans such as "From River to the Sea," "Death to Jews." I mean, you cannot have education system like that, which UNRWA is a big part of, and if you keep UNRWA in power and give them even more resources, it's not gonna stop. You cannot have Jews and Arabs or Palestinians living side by side if every generation of the Palestinian children is educated in this way. The only way for this to ever be solved is for Israelis to take over Gaza, but occupy it and do it properly, so that the next generation will hopefully be less radical, or maybe even completely deradicalized, and can be integrated into the larger Israeli society. Because you cannot have, I'm just gonna repeat myself. You cannot educate your children that these Jews are not even human, and expect any sort of two-state solution, which many people are talking about.
Yeah, you mentioned those videos which we've shown on this channel of UNRWA, of kids being trained in UNRWA-run schools, of them talking about what they're being taught, talking about how their only goal in life is to kill as many Jews as possible, wearing these military clothing, which ironically Hamas doesn't actually wear when they go out because they're civilians. So yeah, dressed and basically being taught to kill, and that nothing other than killing is a life for them worthy of living, except killing until you are killed. And of course, when you are killed, you are the victim, and UNRWA can ask for more funding for the next person they're going to send to be killed. But the thing is, and PC, thank you for the super chat. PC says UNRWA needs to close down and then UN too. Yeah, that would be a couple of good steps in the right direction. But even as Daniel mentioned, the World Food Program, whatever you want to replace UNRWA with, cannot be something that is UNRWA with a different name and is run by the Palestinians while Hamas runs Gaza and has to approve of anybody, because it is a dictatorship. It is, they do approve of anybody who is in any such role, certainly in the education system. It can't be an organization that uses its facilities to house terrorists, to store weapons, and that is what UNRWA has been. UNRWA has been successful, if you will, in its mission, because October 7th is it's clearly a great success for it. And so yeah, the whole approach is what needs to change, and it needs to change. It won't change by a UN decision, not by a UN investigation of itself, not by Israel saying, well, can we have something a little bit different, maybe change the name and so on. It needs to change by Western countries standing up for Western values, standing up for Western culture, being better than backwards Middle Eastern Islamist cultures, and yeah, a complete rejection of of what has led us here, rather than thinking that what has led us here is something we should do more of, because maybe then everything will be the other way around. Thanks for watching. We are not going to talk about a nicer topic in the reality show. We are going to talk about the protests, the 1930s Germany style protests, no other way about it, in US universities. Yeah, well, I'm not going to elaborate. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes on the reality show. Thanks everybody for watching. Daniel?
Gaza et Iran delenda est.